Daniel 3, the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Day 1, Nebuchadnezzar sets up the huge gold image. In the summary of the internal sense, it says, Babylon was minded to depart from the worship of the Lord to the worship of another god, which is the statue of gold set up by Nebuchadnezzar. Arcana 13:26. In proportion as anything from the love of self, or from man's proprium, is introduced into worship, in the same proportion internal worship departs. That is, it comes to pass that there is no internal worship. Internal worship consists in the affection of good and the acknowledgement of truth. And in proportion as the love of self, that is, in proportion as man's proprium makes its approach or enters in, the affection of good and the acknowledgement of truth depart, or go out. The holy can never be with the profane, just as heaven cannot be with hell, but the one must take its departure from the other. Such is the state and order in the Lord's kingdom. This is the reason why there is no internal worship among such men as those whose worship is called Babel, but only a kind of dead thing. And in fact, one inwardly cadaverous that is worshipped. From this it is evident what must be the quality of the external worship that contains such a cadaverous internal within it. The image of gold that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, set up, and which they worshipped, was nothing else than such an external of worship. True Christian Religion 508. Afterward, when I drew nearer to the temple, I saw this inscription above the door, Nunc licet, now it is permitted, which signified that it is now permitted to enter with understanding into the mysteries of faith. From seeing this inscription, it came into my thought that it is exceedingly dangerous to enter with the understanding into dogmas of faith that are concocted out of self-intelligence, and therefore out of falsities, and still more so to confirm these dogmas from the Word. By this means the understanding is closed up above, and gradually closed below as well, to such a degree that theology is not only despised, but also obliterated from the mind, as writing on a paper is obliterated by worms, or the wool of a garment by moths. Then the understanding abides only in political matters which have regard to man's life in under the government where he is, and in the civil matters pertaining to his employment and in the domestic affairs of his own house. And in all these things he constantly kisses nature, and owing to the allurements of her pleasures, loves her as an idolater loves the golden image in his bosom. Conjugal love number 3. After this, the 6th company, which was the 2nd from the southern quarter, lifted up their voice and said, The joy of heaven and its eternal happiness are none other than the perpetual glorification of God, a solemn festival continuing to eternity, and most blessed worship, with songs and jubilee, and thus a constant uplifting of the heart to God, with full trust in his acceptance of prayers and praises for the divine bounty of their beatitude. Some of this company added that this glorification would be attended with magnificent illuminations and most fragrant incense, and with processions of great pomp, a chief pontiff with a great sound of the trumpet going before, primates and key-bearers great and small following him, and after them men carrying palms and women with golden images in their hands. Last Judgment 54. What is meant by Babylon and what its quality is? By Babylon are meant all who wish to have dominion by religion. To have dominion by religion is to have dominion over men's souls, thus over their very spiritual life, and to use the divine things which are in their religion as the means. All those who have dominion for an end and religion for the means are, in general, Babylon. They are called Babylon because such dominion began in ancient times, but it was destroyed in its beginning. Its commencement is described by the city and the tower, the head of which was to be in heaven, and its destruction by the confusion of lips, from which its name Babel or Babel was derived. What the particulars there related mean in the internal or spiritual sense of the word may be seen explained in the Arcana Celestia. Moreover, that this dominion began and was instituted in Babel appears in Daniel, where it is said of Nebuchadnezzar that he set up an image which all were to adore. Questions. From Arcana 13:26, we can see that it is the love of self and the proprium that set up what is represented by the golden image to be worshipped. Does it therefore follow that our proprium, or love of self, can be like Nebuchadnezzar in our lives? From reading the next two passages, TCR 508 and Kajujalov 3, what kind of golden images might we find in our lives and thoughts, and also in the world around us? Is it possible to keep such golden images from entering our life? From Last Judgment 54, and the readings for Daniel 1, especially in Prophets and Psalms, we can see how subtle Babylon, and of course our proprium, can be in establishing itself. By this chapter, the true nature of Babylon is showing itself. In what ways can we see Babylon in our lives and in the world?